Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to be continuing to share with you on the way of the redeemed. Boy, if you get these principles down in your life, you're going to see victory. The Bible says that the redeemed are going to walk in the way of holiness. Jesus, of course, is the way, the truth, the Word of God, and He brings forth life in you. What do? We present our bodies a living sacrifice. We consecrate, dedicate ourselves unto the Lord. We separate ourselves from the world. We study the Word of God, being a hearer and a doer of it. We submit ourselves to God. We humble ourselves. We cast all the cares upon Him. We deny ourselves and put off that old man and put on the new man. We learn to guard our heart and especially stay away from the unfruitful works of darkness. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers or the ways of darkness. Purge yourself from everything that's not of Him. Bridle your tongue. Stay out of strife, murmuring, complaining, being judgmental. Strive against sin and lay aside those weights and those sins that so easily beset you. God wants you to keep your body under and not walk in the ways of the flesh. And especially watch your mind. Cast down those imaginations or mental reasonings that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It is so important that you govern the area of your mind. The Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." We also should learn to repent from dead works. Be quick to repent, knowing that godly sorrow worketh repentance in our life. We're going to forget all the old things, all the past failures, and we're going to look to the new. He says, let go of the things of the past, and we're going to press forward to the high mark of the calling in Christ Jesus. Areas of sin, we confess our sin. We know that God's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need to receive that forgiveness and believe that we're forgiven. No condemnation. Remember the condemnation and guilt that comes from the devil. There's no condemnation or guilt for those that are in Christ Jesus when you're walking according to His ways. In Matthew 6, we saw the scriptures on how we need to forgive. It's mandatory that you forgive every person what they've done to you. It's a decision you make at the point of your will to forgive. And be sure to love your enemies. Don't carry a retaliatory attitude. Love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. And pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. That will show that you are truly the children of your Heavenly Father and entering into the way of perfection. And this is the way of the redeemed that God has for every one of us. Now today, we're going to begin with Matthew 6, verse 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The Lord wants you to seek first the kingdom of God. If we seek first the kingdom of God, that is the rule and the reign of God. Kingdom is a combination of two words. King and dom is short for domain. A king's domain is a kingdom. What do kings do? Kings rule and reign. A domain is a territory or realm. And so a kingdom is a territory or realm over which those in positions of authority as a king will rule and reign. Well, have you and I been brought into the position of the kingdom of God? Yes. We've been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, Colossians 1:13. And now we are in the position to rule and reign, and we are to enter into that as we do what the Word says. That's why the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom," or the rule and the reign of God. And where do we rule and reign? We rule and reign right where we are, over all of the works of the enemy. You know, God has given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have authority over all of the works of the devil. You have authority over sickness and disease. You have authority over the actions of demonic spirits. You have authority over every destructive work of the enemy. We're supposed to seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. You know, when we're born again, we're made the righteousness of God. We're now in right standing with God. And because we're righteous with Him, we have rights and privileges. Now, our Bill of Rights is such that we have a spiritual Bill of Rights is outlined in the Word of God. This is the Word of Righteousness. And we get that Word, and we receive that Word. The Holy Spirit takes it, writes it in your heart and in your mind. And if you learn to seek first the kingdom of God, how the rule and the reign of God works, learning your weapons of warfare, and how you act upon ruling and reigning over your enemy, and then you also learn your righteousness, the fact that you're right with God, and you have all these rights and privileges that belong to you, then all these things shall be added unto you. You know why? Because when you have that word of righteousness in your heart, you believe that word unto righteousness within you, you're going to confess with your mouth and speak forth the word and bring into manifestation the blessings of God. The righteousness of God is manifest or made manifest or disclosed in our life from faith to faith. And this brings us to the next area. If we're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, not only are we going to seek to know the ways of the rule and the reign of God and all of our rights and privileges as the righteousness of God, but we're also going to learn to walk by faith. It is of paramount importance. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." If you walk by faith, you're walking in line with the realm of the Spirit, because faith contacts the realm of the Spirit. It is dealing with the unseen realm. There is a spiritual realm and there is a natural realm. The spiritual realm actually governs and controls what goes on in the natural realm. All these things that you see happening in our natural realm, they're governed by spiritual forces that are working behind the scenes. The destructive things going on in a person's life is all the work of the devil who's behind the scenes. But all the good things that God is accomplishing is the work of the Lord and the angels of God that are working to bring forth the blessings of God in our life. And if you walk by faith, you'll walk in line with God's Word, which is spiritual law. It shows you the ways of the Spirit. And it says, not by sight, not by that which is revealed to the senses. This is one thing you've got to learn. If you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, you can't walk by what you feel. You can't be moved by what you see, the way things look, the way things feel. So many Christians out there are moved by what they feel. They respond to everything that they see, what things look like, and they don't walk in the Spirit. It is time for you, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, to make the quality decision, I'm going to walk in the Spirit by faith, and I'm not going to walk by the things that are revealed to the senses. I am speaking the Word of God. I'm going to release spiritual law, and that is going to govern everything in my life. You know, that's what Jesus did. It said He was upholding all things by the Word, which is the rhema, the spoken Word, of His power. That's dunamis, of the miraculous ability of God. When you speak God's Word, you are releasing the power of God, because the power of God is in the Word, and that's the way He was upholding all things in His life. And that's what you're supposed to do as well. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith, and we all have a spirit of faith because we have Jesus in us, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Because you have received Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, you have a spirit of faith. That's a general spirit of faith. The way this faith works is, I believed, therefore I have spoken. You see, faith is going to have the Word in two places, in your heart and also in your mouth. And you're going to believe that Word in your heart unto your righteousness, and you're going to speak that Word or confess that Word with your mouth unto your salvation, or bringing forth the promises of God in your life. And this is very important. Now, faith also, as far as in the specific areas of the Word of God, is to be received through God's Word. There's a scripture, it's in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you hear the Word on specific topics in the Word, it's going to bring you faith in that area. For instance, hearing the Word on salvation gives you faith for salvation. You learn what you're supposed to do to receive Jesus, your personal Lord and Savior, and get saved. Faith for receiving the Holy Spirit will show you how you receive the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation, how you can pray and receive it, and the Holy Spirit will come in you. Faith regarding healing will teach you how you can be healed. And when you hear the Word on healing, it will bring that faith to you. It'll give you the instruction and the understanding of what you're to do. Then you can act upon it to receive your healing. In any area of when you hear the Word, whether it's for love, joy, peace, whatever area, having wisdom, being led by the Spirit, You get the Word of God in you on that specific area, and that gives you faith in that area. But remember, you have a general spirit of faith. And this faith is released through you speaking forth God's Word, because you are really speaking and releasing spiritual law into being. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "We look not at the things which are seen," or the word look really means take aim. "We take aim not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen." Don't be focusing upon the things that are seen. That's just being moved by the senses. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by that which is revealed to the senses. We are to take aim at the things that we do not see. The Bible says, take aim at the things which are not, we take aim not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. You are going to take aim at what you do not see, because what you do not see is controlling what you see. The things which are seen in the natural realm are temporal. They're all subject to change. But the things which are not seen, the eternal laws of God, the spiritual laws of God, are eternal. And we must also understand that when we take aim at the powers of darkness, they're out there, and we've got to overcome them and throw them down, cast them out, and speak to the mountains and have them be removed if we're going to overcome. You're dealing with spiritual forces from the enemy that are arrayed against you behind the problems that are coming against you. So faith is going to contact the realm of the Spirit. Faith is going to speak forth in the realm of the Spirit, releasing spiritual law, because we believe we're going to speak forth. We have a general spirit of faith, and we release that when we speak in line with God's Word. Now, the specific faith comes as you hear the Word in area after area of your life. And this is so important. Now, if you're going to speak God's Word, you're going to see the power of God be released. And you're going to see that God's going to answer prayer. In fact, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 talks about how that we're to come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of the mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, you can pray a prayer of faith and believe that you receive by declaring with your mouth upon what the promise says, to pray with that confidence and boldness and receive from the Lord. This is using your faith to bring into manifestation the promises of God. See, the promises just don't fall on you out of nowhere. The promises come because you pray a prayer of faith to release them to come to pass in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast, teaching you the principles of the way of the redeemed. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.